right, I want you to take your Bibles tonight and turn with me to the book of John, John chapter number 3. John chapter number 3, we've been preaching through the book of John in this new year. John chapter 2, we went through last week the purpose of the miracle, to glorify God, the purpose of our lives. It's to glorify God. That's the purpose. And we saw the power of the cleansing of the temple, the paradox of the raising of Jesus Christ, and the pattern of ministry. All of that done to glorify God. Early on in the ministry of Christ, we come to John chapter 3. And what an event and what a passage of Scripture. Of course, if we called on probably 90% of you tonight in to say, quote, John 3:16, my guess would be nearly 90% of you would get close, if not every word, because it's just one of those types of verses. And we're going to talk about that a little bit tonight, but we're going to begin in chapter 3 and verse 1, and we're going to read down several verses and get right into the passage tonight. The Bible says in verse 1, "There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I told ye earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not the Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." I want you to drop down to verse number 25. Verse 25 says, "Then there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. And they came unto John and said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizeth, and all men come to him. And John answered and said, A man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Two things jumped out at me in studying this passage. In verse number 27, John the Baptist said, "Except it be given him from heaven." Nicodemus came to Jesus and said in verse number 2, "Except God be with him." That word there, "except," jumped off the page in my mind. And so tonight I bring you this message entitled, "Except God." Except God. Let's pray together and we'll get started. Our Heavenly Father, I come to Thee, God, needing Your power tonight. Your goodness to us far exceeds anything we could ever know or tell. God, sometimes we get overwhelmed with the emotions of life. And Father, except You move, except You do something, we can do nothing. And so God, I pray tonight that You would allow us to see from the pages of Your Word that without You, we can do nothing, except You move first. Help us tonight. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. We can tell here in John chapter 3 as Jesus delivers this message to Nicodemus that we are early in the ministry of Christ. Not just because we're in the beginning of the book of John, but when you read down through the verses we just read, people still didn't really understand who He was. Now they had seen some miracles, they had heard about some of the things that He had done, but they did not even know His name here, and they were coming to John by saying, who was that? We do that from time to time. We may see somebody that impresses us, or somebody does something, and we may go to them and we say, who was that with you? Or who was that that did that? And the answer is given. And so as we see here, the very beginning of Christ's ministry, He answers these questions to Nicodemus. Of course, Nicodemus in verse number 1 is described to us as being a Pharisee, a ruler of the Jews, the Bible describes him as. And it's been discussed from verse number 2 of why Nicodemus came to Jesus by night. It's supposed that Nicodemus came in the cover of night because he didn't want anyone to see that he was speaking to Jesus. I don't know the reason, but the Bible felt it important enough to say to us that he came by the cover of night. And so there's probably some reason for that. And he had this question in verse number 2, in this statement he said, "We know that thou art a teacher come from God." And he gives the reason behind that. He says, "For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him." Can I tell you, there's probably not a more true statement given than this statement by Nicodemus. Except God be with him, it would not have been possible. However, when we go back to John chapter 1, we know that it wasn't just that God was with him. This was God in the flesh. This was the very Son of God. But as I started going through this and looking through this passage and just how Jesus begins to explain to Nicodemus that verily, verily, in verse number 3, "I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." He cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus again struck a strange thing to him in his mind and asked a very pertinent question of, can a man be born twice? You see, this was relatively a new discussion of being born again. Now, for us, in our culture, we hear all the time, people will refer to themselves not just as being a Christian, but some may add on top of that by saying, I'm a born-again Christian. Have you ever heard that before? I'm a born-again Christian. And I think sometimes that's it's a double emphasis almost. That you could say, I'm a Christian. Everybody with me? It's not being redundant there. I think it's placing emphasis on, and I will say this, I think in our culture, we have many people that claim to be Christian that aren't born again. Again, we've been talking about Sunday morning. There are many religious people that would stay and stand up and say, I'm a Christian. I have the right morals, I have the right this, I go to the right church, I do all of the right things. But can I tell you, except a man be born again, he is no Christian. He is no Christian. And when we see this here, it just started in my mind that except God, a man cannot be born again. So as Nicodemus comes and he says, Jesus, I know you're a teacher from above. I know thou art a rabbi. I know you're good because no man can do these miracles except God be with him. But I want to submit to you tonight that except God, a man cannot be born again. Notice here, as Nicodemus asks, can I go back into my mother's womb and be born? Jesus explains to him, he says, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth. And thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. You know what Jesus is saying? He's saying here that Nicodemus, you might not understand it completely. I mean, honestly, who understands the wind? Where does it come from? Now, there may be some scientific answer out there somewhere as to where the, you know, this pressure comes here and causes the wind to go. But where does it come from? I mean, I would like for anyone to just stand outside and predict the wind. Go ahead. You'll be wrong most of the time. Go right ahead. Oh, the wind's coming out of the north. Oh, wait. Nope. Coming from the west now. We have no idea. I mean, look, how many times has the weatherman been wrong? 99% wrong. Weatherman's wrong all the time. It's the only profession, I think, that you can be wrong and no one cares. Well, I say no one cares. People care. They blame them all the time. But it just goes to show, I mean, they've got all the scientific instruments and they can see and they watch the movements and ask them how it clears up. They don't know. Why does the wind come from the north at this time and then the south the next day and then the east the next day? Jesus says, look, you may not be able to explain it, but you can see it. The wind bloweth where it listeth. You hear it, he says, that you hear the sound thereof, but canst tell when it cometh and whither it goeth. I mean, here, answer that question. How far does the wind go? I mean, does the wind start at the coast and go all the way up to Birmingham and stop? I have no idea. And if you can answer that, you can try. Jesus said, who knows? But he says, marvel not that I say unto thee, you must be born again. Can I tell you, this is not talking about a physical birth. He makes that clear. He's talking about a spiritual birth. All men are born physically. Everyone. Can I say, including Jesus? There's only one that did not come through the womb, and that was Adam and Eve. So two. I said one, but two. You all know what I mean. They two became one flesh, so there. There's a loophole there. But everyone else, that came from Eve. And then all came through the womb. Every man born of woman. And every Christian has to be born again. And except God putting that in place, except God sending His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross of Calvary, this doesn't happen. Except God. He said, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. Look, every species reproduces after its own kind. That's how God set it up. And that which is born of the flesh is flesh. You're going to have one of two things. You're going to have a boy or a girl. Right? There is no other option. You're going to have a boy or a girl because that which is born of the flesh is flesh. I mean, you're not going to be able to come out and say, oh, it's a puppy. No, because that which is born of the flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Can I show you something very important in that as well? Verse number 6. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do you see the capital S there in the first spirit? That's God. That's God. And guess what that does not make us? When we get saved, it does not make us God. But we have been born of God, and except God puts this in place, a man cannot be born again. Now I'm just going to tell you that as we see this, and as we get down, and again, we have the privilege of having the inspired Word of God. That we have, I mean, it's amazing. Kids love the Bible. You know that? They think having a Bible is one of the coolest things ever. I mean, Justice, he got saved, and our other kids had had lots of Bibles through the years, and ones they've won and different things. And I remember we put Justice's name on the front and handing him his Bible. Man, he thought it was the greatest thing ever. It's the best gift he's ever gotten. We're talking $20 Bible. He kept the thing for a while in the box that it came in. And I remember he told me, he said, Dad, I'm going to take care of this one. And he's done a fairly good job. He's still only 7 years old. But he's done a fairly good job. But, you know, it was special to him to have his name on the front of that Bible. We have that. We have it from children. Paul talks about again, he says that knowing the Scripture, that from a child, now it's known the Holy Scriptures. But can I tell you one thing that they did not have that we have? They didn't have the ability to carry around the Word of God. They didn't have that. We have that. Sometimes we take it for granted. Sometimes that's why we don't even take it out of the car, because we've always had it. But I'm telling you right now, Nicodemus, even as a Pharisee, he had no clue what was taking place right now. On this day, he had not a clue. That's when he asked. He said, scratching his head very possibly, he said, how can these things be? We might say it this way, I don't get it. He said, how can these things be? Jesus, I kind of like his response. He says, "Art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things?" I don't know if he's poking fun at him or not. I kind of think he was. In my opinion, I could be totally wrong and off base there, but, Nicodemus, how do you not know this? Aren't you supposed to know everything as a Pharisee? You're a master of Israel. You don't know this? In verse number 11, he says, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven." Notice what he says in verse 14. "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he that hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. This is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God." Can I tell you, except God, a man cannot be born again. And except God, a man cannot have faith. You see, here from verse 10 down through verse 21, we see the word believe. More than once, this word believeth. This idea of faith as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. What was Moses lifting up the serpent in the wilderness with? Faith. Faith that it would be what God would have it to be. That it would be in God's plan. You see, except God and without God, there is nothing for us as mankind to put our faith in. Now, I know that there are many things in this world and in this life that people, non-believers in God, seem to put their faith in. Some may put their faith in science. Some put their faith in themselves. But I'm telling you, except God gives His Son, Jesus Christ, man cannot have faith. Man cannot have faith. What a wonderful portion of Scripture here. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. Can I tell you that going and being being born again and now saying for the first time here on earth, saying, no, not only will you be born again, he said, but understand, once you've been born again of the Spirit, he said, eternal life thou canst have. But you must believe. You must have faith. And accept God, man cannot be born again. And except God, man cannot have faith aside and apart from God, because God is the only thing, the only way that our faith is manifested into eternal life. He said, except you believe, thou shalt have, should not perish, but have everlasting life. God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. It's the purpose in His coming, that the world might be saved. He said that they'd have faith, being born again, having faith. Verse 22, after these things came Jesus and His disciples into the land of Judea, and there tarried with them and baptized. And John was also baptizing in Anon near Salim, because there was much water there. And they came and were baptized, for John was not yet cast into prison. Then there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. And they came unto John and said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizeth, and all men come to him. John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except to be given him from heaven. There's that word again, except. Look what he says in verse 28, ye yourselves bear me witness that I said, I'm not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy, therefore, is fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease. He that cometh from above is above all. And he that is of the earth is earthly, and speaketh of the earth. And he that cometh from heaven is above all. And what he hath seen and heard, that he testifieth, no man receiveth his testimony. He that received his testimony hath set to his seal that God is true. For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God. For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. The Father loveth the Son, and hath given all things into his hand. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. You see, except God, a man cannot be born again. Except God, a man cannot have faith. Except God, man cannot have life. You see, he said, except it be given him from heaven. This came from God. This earthly ministry that Jesus had, that he came, lived a sinless life, died upon the cross of Calvary, paying sin's debt, gloriously resurrecting 3 days later, and ascending into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Why? That you and I might have life. Jesus says later on, he says that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Can I tell you, part of that life that you and I can have, that spiritual life, where does it begin? It begins here. We can have a spiritual life. We can have that and have that life that is full in God. He said in verse 35, the Father loveth the Son and hath given all things into His hand. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth forever. You see, man is not going to live somewhere forever. It's not how this works. You're either going to live forever in heaven, or one will die forever in hell with no end. You consider that. You consider the horrific pain of death and sorrow, and imagine that for eternity. It's not living forever in hell. It's dying forever in hell and never having any escape. It's eternal death. Except God gave a plan. Except God sent His Son. Except God. Can I just tell you, without God, where would we be? Except God. Jesus, I know thou art a teacher sent from heaven, because except God be with him. John the Baptist, who is this guy? Well, except to be given him from heaven. There is no being born again. There is no having faith. There is no having eternal life. Except God. You see, that is what the Christian life is all about. It's about Him. And that is why it is not up to us to do our own thing. It's not up to us to do things the way we want to do them. It's about God. We're the children. The children don't rule the home. Dad does. The parents do. And last time I checked, God is the best parent there is. He always makes the right decision. He always makes the right correction. He always corrects correctly. I know as an earthly father, I sure don't. But we're talking about God. It's about Him. Except God, we don't have these things. Except God. Every head bowed, every eye closed tonight.